Okay, let's see if I can get through this without breaking it. Okay, thank you all for being here. And if you get a strong sense of deja vu from my presentation, that's okay. Tiffany and I are actually talking about the same project. I am going to be presenting on the telephone delivered treatment of this project. So you'll get to see both sides of what we're doing. Again, I'd like to acknowledge our co-authors, Heather Padilla, Mark Wilson, who's here, and David DeJoy, the greatest team. And I have no relationships to disclose. So why do we want to talk about telephonic health coaching? It is gaining traction as a common strategy in worksite health promotion. And there are a lot of reasons for this. Speaking with a health coach one-on-one allows for personal contact that's lacking in group-based interventions. You allow for a relationship to be built between the coach and the participant that's a little bit closer. And a coach who's well-trained can tailor the information to be more relevant to the participant as they get to know them. Using the telephone also has the advantage of being able to reach participants in a variety of settings who can't necessarily come to more traditional worksite interventions like lunch and learns or group sessions because they can't be away from their desk or the phone, or they don't have a desk or a phone. So in areas where there's an increasing demand for worksite health promotion but limited resources, telephonic health coaching is a desirable alternative. And so I'm going to discuss some lessons learned from implementing a telephone-delivered weight loss intervention in a worksite. And this is Sarah. She is our primary telephone health coach. So Fuel Your Life is a worksite translation of the Diabetes Prevention Program. It's designed to help participants lose weight and become more physically active. At the beginning, each participant is given a 7% weight loss goal, as well as a goal to work up to 150 minutes of physical activity each week. Our study involves three treatment modes. All three treatments include a self-study component, the manual, where employees work through the manual. They all had access to a website, and we also put up posters at all of the work sites. Two of the treatment arms also have a health coach to support that self-study. Tiffany already talked about the group, so I'm not going to mention that. What I am going to talk about today is the treatment that utilized telephone health coaching. So these coaching sessions occurred on a fixed schedule, and they were coach-initiated. So the coach called the participants at predetermined times. Our health coaches all have a master's degree in public health, and we all received extensive training relative to the program, but also in motivational interviewing. We implemented this program in three waves, and again, I'm only going to be talking about waves one and two today because we're still in the process of implementing wave three. So our manual contains 16 lessons that we covered over a six-month period. Participants were scheduled to have phone calls with trained health coaches 8 times, and each session was designed to last about 20 minutes. They covered a variety of topics designed to help people change their health behaviors and lose weight. Each call included feedback on their progress, the health coach assisting with problem solving as issues arose, and then we covered the lessons with participants and finally assisted them with goal setting at the end of each call. So the basic structure of Fuel Your Life is outlined here. Participants met with a health coach for a face-to-face orientation to the program at baseline, and this is where we discussed their goals and laid out the plan for the 6 months of the intervention. It was also a really good way for our coaches to get to know the participants before you just become a voice on the phone. Then we had 4 telephone sessions with the health coach occurring every other week, and these covered the first 8 lessons in the manual. Then they spread out to every 4 weeks, covering the last 8 lessons in the manual. Then we did another weight check and a face-to-face session with a health coach at the end of 6 months. So telephone-delivered Fuel Your Life was implemented in a county government in Georgia, and interestingly, about halfway through this program, the county consolidated with the city, and so that presented a lot of unique challenges because all of the departments consolidated, no one knew who was in charge, so a lot of the supervisor support was very difficult during that time. We recruited 144 participants. Our average age was 47. We had quite a range from 23 to 78. Our 78-year-old was a very successful participant, I'll have to say. We have 49% male, 43% white, and 53% black. And we retained 74% of these participants at 6 months, so we still had 106 enrolled. This graph is just to show the BMI distribution of our participants at baseline. So as you can see, our average was 33.9, but 92% of these participants were either overweight or obese at baseline, with 21% being extremely obese. We also had 77% of our participants who were at risk for diabetes based on the diabetes risk screener. So there was a real need for this program in this location. We recruited from all different kinds of departments, the sheriff's office, public works, engineering, courthouse staff, the tax assessor, tax commissioner, parks and recreation, and several others. Our two highest rates of participation did come from the sheriff's office and public works. And this is because the sheriff was probably one of our biggest champions for the program. And he stayed in place during the consolidation, so that was nice. So 78% of our participants did show up for that 6 month weight check. The average change in weight was a loss of almost 6 pounds, which we were happy to see. Among the people who lost weight, the average change was a loss of 9 pounds. And we had 22 people who lost at least 5% of their body weight. So that was very exciting. And the gentleman you see here actually lost 17% of his body weight from baseline to 6 months. So, and he was one of our biggest champions as well. So weight loss was shown to be associated with session attendance. We found that those who lost weight attended an average of almost 7 of the 8 sessions, whereas the people who did not only attended about 4 of the sessions. So to further explore the relationship between session attendance and weight change, we looked at the number of sessions each person attended and then the average weight change. So what you see here is that for people who only attended one session, they on average gained 8 pounds. People who attended 4 of the 8 sessions on average lost about 4.5 pounds. And then people who attended all 8 sessions on average lost just over 9 pounds. I do not know what happened with people who attended session 7. This is probably due to an outlier of some sort. These are just very preliminary numbers that we're looking at. So you can see there's an obvious relationship between the number of sessions attended and the change in weight. However, despite the apparent benefits of completing sessions, session attendance did decrease over time. So by session 8, we had about half as many sessions completed as in session 1. So preliminary analysis has shown that this program was successful in helping participants lose weight. However, again, making these sessions happen took a lot of work. So what I've outlined here is our phone call procedure. So at baseline, participants scheduled their calls to be recurring. Those appointments were not really set in stone. They had the opportunity to contact us to change those sessions. They were made and managed using a web-based appointment software. So they did receive confirmation emails when the appointments were made, and then a reminder 2 days before their appointed time. So then the health coach calls. If they do not answer, we made a second attempt 5 minutes later. And remember this, second attempt. It'll be important in a second. At that point, they were marked a no-show and received another email asking them to contact us to reschedule. So during the following week, we made 3 more attempts, and we varied the time and day of these attempts. If after 5 phone calls, they didn't answer, they were considered a no-show. After 3 consecutive no-shows, we did withdraw participants from the program. We didn't make any further attempts to contact them unless they indicated a desire to stay in. So, as part of our process evaluation, we tracked all of the phone calls that health coaches made. During the 6 month period, we made 2,855 phone calls. Of those, only 45% actually resulted in a complete session. Almost 1,600 phone calls resulted in a no-show. It's important to think about that because even though the call went unanswered and it only takes a minute or two to leave a voicemail, the health coach still had blocked off that 20 minutes to spend on that participant and then wasn't able to do anything else. I mean, what can you get done in 15 or 20 minutes? So it really did result in a lot of lost time and a lot of inefficiencies. When we look at the number of calls it took to complete each session, 75% of all of the sessions we were able to complete required only one or two attempts. And if you remember, that second attempt took place 5 minutes after the first. So most of the people who are completing their sessions are doing so at their appointed time. Analysis showed that calling a third time will result in about the same number of completions as calling a second time, but any attempts after that really were not worth it. We did see a slightly higher rate of no-shows among participants with jobs outside of offices, which were the largest departments that we recruited, the Sheriff's Office and Public Works. One particular challenge with the Sheriff's Office employees, the officers actually rotated shifts every 2 weeks. And so in some cases, scheduling was a challenge. We did have most of the sessions take place during work time, despite the fact that our coach, Sarah, who's so wonderful, did offer to stay late, stay after hours, call early. Most of the time, people did not take advantage of that option and just did their calls during work hours. So we did end up with 667 sessions complete and 311 incomplete sessions. And again, the number of incomplete sessions is probably a little lower than you would expect, but that's because after the third consecutive missed session, we withdrew and didn't make any further calls. And that was really useful in limiting the number of no-shows and the total number of calls that our coaches were making. Our sessions lasted about 21 minutes on average. So let's talk a little bit about withdrawal. 40% of our withdrawals were because of missed sessions. Rarely when we contacted people and asked if they wanted to stay enrolled after they missed those three consecutive sessions, they rarely indicated an interest if we were able to get in touch with them at all. Most of the people we just never heard from again. 36% of the withdrawals were due to participant requests, and this was for a variety of reasons. They were no longer interested in participating, they didn't have the time to participate, or work or other family issues really were preventing. Unfortunately, 23% of those 3,000 almost phone calls that we made were made to participants who either withdrew from the program or we withdraw. So we tried to predict see what would predict withdrawal. And the only thing we found was that missing session two significantly increased the likelihood of a participant being withdrawn. So if they did session one but then didn't do session two, they probably were not going to stay in the program. So we did learn that telephone-delivered Fuel Your Life is an effective method for helping employees lose weight. Among those who lost weight, the average loss was 9 pounds, and many of the participants lost 5% or more of their body weight. We also found that weight loss was associated with completing the phone sessions. However, over that 6-month intervention period, our health coaches made a great deal of phone calls and spent a lot of time tracking participants down. And despite all those attempts, sessions are typically successful in less than 3 attempts. And this really does start to weigh on the morale of the health coaches a little bit. When you know, 50% or more of your phone calls are going unanswered, it's hard to keep going and continue making those phone calls. So when you're designing a telephone-based weight loss intervention using coach-initiated calls, it's better to spend your time on the people who answer. If they want to talk to us, they will contact you, they will reschedule. It really doesn't make a lot of sense to continue to try to track people down. It seems kind of like a no-brainer, but we did find that the protocol for withdrawing participants who missed 3 consecutive sessions was very useful in limiting the total attempts. Telephone interventions aren't for everybody, just like the group interventions. A lot of people sometimes found that they didn't actually like talking on the telephone after they signed up for a telephone-based intervention, so that was interesting. But for the people who are engaged and answer the phone and participate, it can be a really great option in helping them lose weight. Thank you.